From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
I have an audio puzzle for you.
Uh-oh.
You want to hear it?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's play it. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I love that song from Wordplay.
Yeah. Do you know who does it?
No, I don't.
Here, I'll give you the answer. It's Gary Louris, and he used to be with the Jayhawks, and he has a new solo CD, and I've just talked to him, and he's going to be on an upcoming show, and reminded me that he had done the song for Wordplay, so I thought I'd give you a treat and play a little of his music.
Oh, that's great. I do love that song.
Oh, it's a terrific song. You're doing kind of a parody of Wordplay at the tournament this year, Wordploy?
That's right. It's a I don't want to give away what happens, but it's a 40-minute film mockumentary, and it's sounds hilarious.
Sounds like fun. Tournament's coming up pretty soon, couple of weeks, right?
Well, next week actually.
Oh my goodness.
Next week, and anyone who's interested in information can go to crosswordtournament.com.
Okay. Well, we have our puzzle to play, and to begin, we need that challenge that you gave out to everyone last week.
Yes, it came from listener Myron Beck of University Park, Maryland. I said there is a seven-letter word for something that is a measure of wealth and power. The first four letters name an animal that is a symbol of power, and the last four letters name another animal that's a symbol of power. What's the word?
What's the word?
Well, the word is bullion, as in gold bullion, and the animals in that word are bull and lion.
Wow, as opposed to chicken or beef bouillon, which is spelled differently. We had over 2,000 entries from people who solved the puzzle. Our randomly selected winner is Lisa Gallo from Brownsburg, Indiana. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, well over 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you always submitted an answer?
No, I only started that recently. This is only maybe my fourth submission.
And I understand you're a stay-at-home mom. You have two kids?
Yes, I do.
How old are they?
7 and 4.
Oh, boy. Do they like puzzles at all? Or
my older one does.
Yeah. Ah. Well, he's going to get to listen to Mom on the radio.
Right.
Yeah. And you're ready to play, right?
Sound
ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. Will, please meet Lisa, fellow, is it Hoosierin? Hoosier.
Hoosier.
A fellow Hoosier. And Lisa, meet Will.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Lisa. When I was in high school, on the tennis team, we played Brownsburg, ran down the road to you. Today's puzzle is called Uh-Oh. I'm going to give you clues for two words. Each word has two syllables. The first syllable of the first word has a short U sound, as in Change this to a long O, and phonetically you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said absolutely beautiful and an old-style punishment, you would say stunning and stoning.
Okay.
All right, number one is General George at the Battle of Little Bighorn. And something to set a drink on.
Custer and coaster.
Good job. Number two, to say under one's breath. And an engine.
Mutter and motor.
Good. A light four-wheeled carriage. And a score of 1/par.
Buggy and bogey.
Good. A ravine and a hockey position.
Gully and goalie.
Good. A gas-guzzling General Motors vehicle and a baseball hit over the wall.
Oh. Hummer and Homer?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
A passage through a mountain and having harmony and melody. That first one is a passage through a mountain. Like a road might go through a mountain, and what is that?
Or a train.
Right.
Oh, tunnel and tonal.
That's right.
Thank you.
Having a healthy red complexion and an assistant to a rock band.
Ruddy and Rhodey.
Good. A little fat, an actor McGuire.
Tubby and Toby.
Uh-huh. A period of play in polo. And a snug necklace.
I would assume choker is the second one. Chucker?
Chucker, yeah. C-H-U-K-K-E-R. There's your vocabulary test for today. Here's your next one. Fortunate and trickster god in Norse myth?
Oh, Lucky and Loki?
That's right, Loki, L-O-K-I, good. Try this one. Like some Groucho quips and a small horse.
Punny and pony?
Uh-huh. Fair as a day at the beach and a big name in audio and video equipment.
Sunny and Sony.
Yeah.
Good, and your last one, machines that fill envelopes and a brand of frozen dinners.
Stuffer and Stouffer.
Stuffers and Stouffers. Nice job.
Nice one, Lisa. Good work for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. I feel like the credits that move really fast after the end of a television program. Lisa, what member station do you listen to?
WFYI in Indianapolis.
Does that stand for For Your Information by any chance?
They use it in many different ways.
All right. Well, WFYI, a shout out to them. Lisa Gallo from Brownsburg, Indiana. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you, Leanne. Thank you, Will.
All right, Will. Thanks. Now you're going to stump us all for next week.
Well, let's see if I stump you or not. It's not too hard, I think. Take the name Seattle. The letters in the odd positions are S-A-T-E, which spells Sate. Well, think of another U.S. city name in seven letters, in which the letters in the odd positions spell a common four-letter exclamation. What is it? So again, think of a U.S. city name in seven letters, in which the letters in the odd positions spell a common four-letter exclamation. What's the city and what's the exclamation?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you. At about that time, we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. What fun. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.